friends, I'm sure you know that the Rose of Tralee Festival takes place annually in August, and but a new ripple has been added this year. 32 selected Rose of Tralee competitors have actually taken to the road in the lead up to the Rose of Tralee Festival next week. And indeed, for the first time ever, they have crossed the border to attend, of course, the Fla Ceoil here in Derry City. And, well, today I got to speak with four of them. I think the other 28 might have run away. I'm not too sure what happened. But anyway, I am delighted indeed to have a chat with Lauren de Buris, who is representing Washington, D.C., Kira Kilmartin from Ottawa in Canada, the Boston Rose is Deirdre Buckley, and the Longford Rose is Aisling Farrell. You're very welcome. Okay, let's talk to you. Boston Rose, you actually have your own song, which we heard and played for a long time. I think probably around the time you were born. Tell us a little bit, though, if you will, about entering and what was your motivation? How much did you know about Rose of Tralee?
Well, my dad's from Kerry. He's from Lestrae in County Kerry. And so we would always spend the summers in Kerry. And so every summer that I was here, I would always see the Rose of Tralee on TV. So I always wanted to be part of it. And being from Boston, I've heard the song, The Boston Rose, 1,000 times now. So
yes.
I was excited to put my name in this year for the Boston Rose. And lucky to make it through to Port Leash and then to make it through now to go to Tralee.
That's fantastic. And Deirdre Buckley, and I'm sure that you have met a lot of Buckleys actually since you came to us.
Yes, I have. Actually, there's another Buckley from the Cork Rose.
Yes.
And she's we're not related, but she's also on the tour with us, so she'll be in Tralee as well.
How about that?
Yeah, so that's great.
Okay, so now you've come to Tralee. Where do you start? And tell us about the tour.
So the tour started in Dublin about 2 days ago. We started on Sunday, and since then we spent a day Monday in Dublin, and then on Tuesday we headed up to Belfast. And we went to the Titanic exhibit there, which was amazing.
Right.
And after that, we were in Derry. And so we spent all day in Derry today. And tomorrow we head off to Sligo and then to Galway. So we have action packed.
And then down to.
And then we're going to Limerick and then we're in Tralee. So it's exciting.
That is fantastic. Okay, from Ottawa, by the way, that's Deirdre Buckley there representing Boston, the Boston Rose. And from Ottawa, Canada, Kira Kilmartin. Hello, Kira.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Okay. When did you come to Ireland?
For the first time or this time?
Well, this time.
I arrived on Saturday morning from a red-eye flight out of Montreal and arrived a bit early to get used to the time difference. And since then, it's just been go, go, go. We've been on tour and it's just been great.
Okay, Kilmartin. There are about as many spellings of that name as there are of my own.
There's quite a few. My dad's family is from Roscommon. My dad is born and bred there, and he's the only one out of his...
Where in Roscommon?
In Kiltevin Town, right outside Roscommon Town.
Yes,
so lots of sheep, lots of farms. And we've been to Ireland loads of times to visit family there, so it's not my first time, and it won't be my last.
That's great. Okay, and you're looking forward very much, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, it's been magical, really. Kind of surreal that this is all happening. We've been preparing for it for so long, getting all the dresses and hats and shoes ready and packed, and now it's really here, and it's a whirlwind. We've been swept up in it.
Okay, and the Washington, D.C. representative is Lauren de Buris.
Yeah, hi.
My close?
Yes, this is close enough.
That's terrific. Actually, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I know my name sounds a little funny. actually, I was raised in an Italian family. The name itself is Italian. But I'm adopted, and my biological parents are Irish-American. And I was kind of raised in an Italian home, but always knowing I had Irish heritage. And 2 years ago, I found my biological mother and started doing the research. And here I am at the Rose of Chile as a DC rep.
Tell us about that experience, and when did you decide that you really want to find and look up your biological mother?
I think it's something I've always wanted to do. I can remember being a little girl, and my bedtime stories were my adoption story. My mom would tell me almost every night, and it was something I always knew I wanted to do, but I kind of, you know, it's a big thing to do because you never really quite know what you'll find. So I waited till I was a bit older, and when I was 22, I said this was about time and I wanted to go for it, and I found her when I was 22.
And what was your meeting like? Was it something that joyous occasion? Was there a lot of apprehension?
Well, as I say, you'll never quite know what you'll find with that sort of a situation, but it was quite quick. I found her really quickly, actually. I called the adoption agency. They told me she had her number available, and they called her first, and I called her the next day. We had a really nice conversation. I kind of picked up the phone, and I said, "Hi, is this Karen?" And she said, "It's you." And I said, "It's me. Hi. How's your day going?"
Right.
I didn't really know what to say, but that's kind of how it kicked off, and we've had a really nice relationship the past 4 years.
That is fantastic. Now, Rose of Tralee, and what prompted you, or what motivated you to, what's your interest?
I had some Irish American friends growing up, and they knew what it was, and they had talked about it once or twice, and I really found out about it in college when I joined. I was going to college in Chicago when I joined the Chicago Young Irish Fellowship. They had the Rose of Tralee come to one of their functions, and I said, that's something, you know, I'd really like to do, but at the time I didn't have any of the information or the details. And after I found my biological mother and I started doing the research, I kind of said, this is something I can do, and here I am.
And the tour. Just tell us a little bit about the tour around Ireland.
Oh, it's been awesome. You know, we all met up, as Deirdre said, first in Port Leash, and over the past, I guess, 2 months now, we've actually all become really good friends, keeping in touch over Facebook and over Twitter and the Internet. And being able to come back here and now tour Ireland with some of my new friends and Rose sisters, as we like to call each other, has just been an awesome time. And especially today, Derry, the reception we've gotten here in Derry has been absolutely amazing. It's a great city, and we've all really enjoyed the tour.
Terrific. Okay. Miss Longford. Okay. Aisling Farrell, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Tell us about the larger group. I know that you started off with how many in the overall group?
Well, there was, I think, 60 roses in the regional finals. That was where we met originally, the June Bank Holiday Weekend in Port Leash.
Yeah.
So we had 4 or 5 days down there of getting to know each other, getting introduced, which was absolutely fantastic. I mean, you're meeting girls from all across the world, which you'd never, ever get the opportunity to do unless you're involved in something like this.
Terrific.
So it's been fantastic.
Does it normally happen in Port Leash? Is this where,
as far as I know, the regional finals are held in Port Leash, yeah, every year. Yep,
okay.
And then it's sent to Tralee after that, after the tour.
Right. The tour and your bus. And for those who can go to the bus, coach, what is it like going around Ireland when, you know, your coach looks like something out of, you know, a Disney film?
That's one way to describe it, I suppose.
It is incredible. And each of you now have, of course, your identification on the bus windows and on the coach windows,
yeah,
and so forth. And crowds waiting to greet you every place
you
go.
It's absolutely fantastic. When we're driving down, like, there's people beeping the horns at us and waving. Everyone's quite excited.
Yeah.
And every time we get off the bus, we have a fantastic reception. So you feel quite welcome everywhere you go, and it's lovely.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it really,
fantastic.
Really is.
Now, all of you had mentioned that the camaraderie, that you have all of these new friends. I want to go back to Miss Ottawa here and tell us. Now, what is it of the friends? Many you haven't met, obviously. You have not had an opportunity to meet until when? Until you got to Fort Lee?
Well, there were a few girls who go straight to the International Festival in Tralee. There's about 60 of us that have to go through regionals in Port Lee, and then there's some Australian roses and Cork, Kerry and Dublin roses that go straight to the International Festival. But we've each got an assigned roommate to stay with at the hotels and assigned bus mate to sit with on the bus, and so you get to know really everyone pretty well.
Right. Now, Lauren, we're listening back to you again. Lauren de Burgh. Where did you grow up?
Staten Island, New York.
In Staten Island?
Yes, sir.
A place badly hit by Hurricane Sandy, as in fact.
Yeah.
As we all know.
Yeah.
Being from New York, was your family, was your area?
Yeah. My family lives on the south shore of Staten Island, so actually quite close to New Jersey, so you did see a lot of damage. Very luckily, my house is on the upper part of a hill, and it wasn't affected, but we did lose power for quite some time. I know friends of mine who live closer to the shore lost part of their home, or if not their entire home. So it was really rough because I was in D.C. for it, and it was... I think there was a hurricane a few years back where we were told it was going to be really bad and nothing really happened. To see kind of on the news how bad it was and to not be home and to have my family telling me not to come home because it was not a good time to make the journey, was really hard. But everyone's okay now, and luckily no one was seriously injured.
Terrific. Coming back to Boston, Deirdre Buckley. Now, tell us about getting... You know, the type of events that you've been to, say in the lead up to where you were selected as your spot.
So, sort of what I've done since I've been selected as the Boston Rose, I've gone to a few events. I've gone to the Irish Cultural Center, which is in Canton, Massachusetts, and there's been quite a few events down there, a few barbecues I've gone down to.
Yeah.
My younger brother plays for the ISYL in Canton, so he's plays for the under-12 Gaelic football team and the hurling team, and so I've been down to support him, and they actually just won the North American Championships for U-12 in hurling, so that was exciting.
Terrific.
Yes, yeah. And so I give him a bit of a shout-out there, but so I've done a few things like that, and we had a send-off before we came to Tralee, and it's been wonderful.
Marvelous. Now, of course, many of us are still kind of very much shocked with respect to what has been one of Boston's tremendous events, the marathon in Boston, which was obviously marred this year by the lunatic bombers.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Well, I'm at Harvard. I'm a student at Harvard University, and I was in Cambridge at the time. And I grew up in Boston. I was born in Dorchester, in one of the neighborhoods of Boston. And all through high school, I would study in the Copley Library, which is right at the finish line of the Boston Marathon, and quite a few friends were running, and so I had just left an exam, and they notified us that two bombs had gone off at the marathon, and it was hard to believe, you know, because it wasn't just close to home, it was home, so it was shocking, and luckily Boston is a strong community and really pulled together in the aftermath, but it was horrific.
I want to say to all of you that we got a chance to see all of you enjoying just one of the events which took place last night, and you had a lot of fun dancing and singing. And now, what when you get to the final competition, is there, what categories are there? Do you have to sing? Do you have to dance? Do you have, what do you have to do?
So the
cash,
the party portion is optional. But many people have quite interesting things that they're doing. Some people are playing music, some people are singing, some are Irish dancing. I know that there's the Newfoundland Rose. She has a traditional sort of thing that they do in Newfoundland that she's going to put on TV, so that'll be great, hopefully. We'll see that. And so really interesting and diverse things.
Terrific. I'm going to go around the studio table one more time, and again for Miss Ottawa. You're excited, you're
very excited.
Happy. Are you kind of sorry that the tour of Ireland is now coming to an end? Could you have taken another week of it?
I could have taken a long time of this. It's just, I don't know if my feet could have walked around in heels all day. But I'm excited to start the Tralee portion because apparently, well, we're all having an amazing time on tour. Apparently it just, it's another level of excitement once you hit Tralee for the festival. So I'm excited for that.
Kira Martin. And now, back to you, Lauren. Let me ask you about the Rose of Tralee. How many days are you going to be there? What's When does it begin and when does it, how long does it take?
Well, we get to Tralee officially on Friday and things kick off with the Rose Ball. Then Saturday and Sunday there are festival events around Tralee. Monday and Tuesday are the two television interview evenings, and then on Tuesday evening they will select the International Rose of Tralee, which I think we're all really excited because we know it's going to be one of us, and I think we can't wait to support whoever it is in her year as Rose. And I think we're all super excited to get there and see what this festival is all about. We've heard about it from previous Roses, from our Rose team here, from people on the street who have been, and we just can't wait to see it for ourselves.
And, of course, listeners to this program will know that the executive producer of this program is Áine Sheridan, who comes from Edwardstown in County Longford. Aisling, where exactly in Longford do you come from?
I come from a place called Ballymahan. It's actually about 10 minutes away from Edgerton, so we live quite close to each other, really.
I know that, and it's indeed, would half of Longford be down?
There is a huge crowd. They're so excited, they really are. My community has been fantastic, they've got behind me in a huge way. One of my neighbours asked me for my photograph just for putting up posters, and I was like, okay, you know, fine. I woke up the next morning and there was a massive sign on the side of the road with my face on it. I nearly died, guys. I was so shocked. But they're really, really excited, so they'll be fine flying the flag high for Longford down there.
All in all, we do know, and we have now seen in action the tremendous expansion of the Rose of Tralee. Of course, this being the year of the gathering, not only are we celebrating Flaccioll na hÉireann in Derry, but also, of course, we are seeing representatives from all over Ireland, and for that matter, the diaspora in Derry this weekend. To all of you, and to all of your companions, lots of luck, and I know that this must be a tremendous experience anyway.
Thank you very much.
And you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.